guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah. My name is Shakoya D.
Being Bree.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It can be anything from love, life, values, or other things that we Let's just jump right into the topic, guys.
Today the topic is values and the importance of having values.
I'm so sorry. I don't know. My mom was just like, say the word. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, values and the importance of having values.
Do you have like a set value system?
Even my value system, I have values.
Yeah.
So when I say a value system, I guess, I mean, just like, I don't know, like,
I feel like I'm creating a value system.
Yeah. Like the values that you live by, like, you know how people have like a moral code or, yeah, you have your own type of like moral code. Do you have like your own value system?
I'm creating that now as I actually wrote down my values. Yeah, my values are written down now, so I can see them, and seeing them and knowing them, it helps me move a certain way, or move a certain way, and they be at the front of my mind. So I'm not going to do this because it goes against the values. So
yeah, it's cool. It makes it easier to say no to stuff.
That's probably why I got my first gray hair.
Yeah.
Got values now.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah. I can't see it from here, but
I don't know. I'll look later.
I got had my first one a few years. That they ain't had nothing to do with values.
Yeah, I was already wise. Yeah. I had my first gray hair came in about 1775. But do you have your own value system that you've set in place?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm creating a system now. I think I didn't define my values until recently. I wasn't even thinking about what I necessarily valued. I was just kind of out here, you know, freestyle, just living life,
letting life live me instead of living life.
So how important do y'all feel actually defining your values?
Do you have a value system?
Yes.
I was trying to pull a Damani and don't work. With the questions.
We need you.
Don't work.
I'm developing one as well. Like you said, I hadn't written down my actual values or really sat down and thought about it until more so this year, literally a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But after reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson, that's when I was like, okay. I kept telling myself I needed to write it down, but I don't know, for some reason, sitting down and thinking about it, I was like, dang, I guess I didn't want to be disappointed in the things that I was currently valuing. So I just kept like delaying it, because I feel like I had in my mind, like, I should be valuing this, but like looking at, am I valuing these things in my life? Like, am I living in my life in a way that shows that I value this thing? I felt like I was going to be like, dang. But I'm developing it, and I'm writing it as like the person that I'm becoming, person I want to be, and going from there. So aligning my life with those things.
I feel like I had to be in this space in order to define my values. Had to be in this space to define my values. Like, before, it would have been more so me looking for what am I supposed to value, instead of, me telling myself or deciding I'm going to value this. It's like looking for, is this right to value or this wrong to value? Now it's more so, I know how I want to be, how I'm becoming, where I'm headed to. So I have to have values that align with where I'm going. If not, then I'm never going to get to where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's also that. It's also like it's a guidelines. It's like says that, all right, if I'm going to operate in this field, whatever the field is.
Thank you.
If I'm operating this field,
entertainment purposes.
Sorry. If I'm operating in this field or in this space, I gotta know the rules for myself. Like, I gotta know, like, where the boundaries are for myself, what I can't do and what I can do if I want to be as, like, successful in this in the space that I'm trying to be. And I think making sure you know what it is, because a lot of times we don't really know. Sometimes we don't even actually have an idea, but, like, if you do, it's just kind of like this loose idea where you're like, oh yeah, nah, I value respect. That'll probably be the first thing most people will say, I value respect. It's like, nah, you have to show me respect. And it's like, do you value giving respect? Do you value
getting respect?
Yeah, like, and just actually writing it down, and then you can make, like Cole was saying, it makes it easier for you to see what you've been currently valuing. And it's like, all right, if I'm this kind of person values this. Am I currently on pace or on track to be that person? Right. No, then let me change some stuff. And that's what made it easy for me. It was like, all right, well, if I'm this person, I can't make those decisions. I can't make the same mistake over and over. I can make mistakes. I'm fine with making new mistakes, just not making the same mistake you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like for me, one way that I had to kind of look at it was like, all right, if I don't feel like I'm where I want to be, or like, what are the things that I want to value? Like, what are the things in my mind that I'm telling myself or that I feel would be good for me to start to value that I notice that I don't? Like, one thing that I know we talked about before, and I actually forgot to write this down when I was writing down my values, but I don't go back and write it down, was valuing progression over perfection. Because a lot of times we're taught, or at least I know I was taught, to value the perfect, like the perfect thing, like be perfect. Like they even say, well, some people say practice makes perfect, or perfect practice makes perfect. I've heard that as well. Some people say proper preparation prevents poor performance and stuff like that. But like, I feel like with valuing the perfection rather than valuing the progression, you're not leaving yourself room to grow, but you're also not allowing yourself to completely express yourself or release certain things, or like it held back my creativity, or even me getting things out there, feeling like things were complete because I was looking at how perfect it was versus, did I improve on this thing? Like, am I better at this thing now? Like, what about this could be better, or like, what can I do better the next time, instead of looking at it as like just like a failure. It's like, all right, how can I grow from this moment, or how did I grow in this moment, and stuff like that. So I feel like I was rambling, so we can move on.
The way I figured out my values.
He didn't say like, nah, you wasn't rambling.
Word. All right.
My turn.
The way I figured out my values, I had to imagine myself, okay, if I am this person, what would I value? And that made it a million times easier.
Yeah, because I think it's harder if you try and do it present you.
Yeah.
Because present you, you're like, dang, I mean, I want to value this, but I don't know if I do. Or it's like, let's just make it cut and dry. It's just like,
I'm already there.
Yeah, it's like me 5 years from now, I already know that if I'm this person that I say I'm going to be in this time, I can't do that. I can't be partying with y'all all the time. Like, I can't be. That's just not.
But even writing down just like what you want to value is like, I feel like that's still futuristic, because it's like you're recognizing, all right, I don't currently value this thing, or my life isn't aligning to show that I value this thing. So then you could still continue to work towards it.
I was just about to say, as you grow, your values
will change. Yeah,
and it's okay.
Make the adjustments. You know, we all just out here, and I mean, even like you were saying before, when you were thinking about like proper preparation, or like the perfection over progression originally, that's how you were viewing it. And it's like, I had to take a look in the mirror and be like, all right, I keep telling myself I'm a perfectionist, but it's like, if nothing is done, what's perfect about it?
Right.
Like,
it just meant nothing was perfect.
Yeah, nothing, because nothing, I mean, Grant, what have we ever made that was like perfect? Even if it's perfect in the moment, we a lot of times we look back and say, ah, I see what I could have did better there. I see, mm-hmm. And it's like it's always gonna be that. So it's like, is this the perfect? Is this as good as it can be, given the time, the resources, the stuff that I have currently? And I think that's just how we had to operate, and just keep moving.
Yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. I'm sorry, y'all. It's one of those pods for me.
It's all good.
You had said something, but I forget what you said. I be having points, but then I start listening.
Yeah.
Instead of making sure I remember.
It's cool. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's funny because I feel like in life, nobody tells you that you should probably write down your values. Like, that's not something that I've ever heard anybody say. That I was running. Yeah, I write down the stuff that I value. Just like they'll say in conversation. You're like, nah, I value family, and it's like,
because I don't think we're actually, nobody really sits and reflects on what their values actually are. Like, just like you said, they'll be like, oh yeah, I value family. I value respect. Those are just off the top things, but you're not taught to like evaluate your life and be like, do I actually value this thing, or is this something that I just am regurgitating at this point?
Right now, in this moment, I value adulting.
Talk about that. Because that's new. What about adulting do you value?
Alright, the reason I value adulting is because I love having my own and being able to take care of myself by myself. And being able to take care of, if I choose to, like, make sure everybody else around me good. And that's part of adulting. Like, taking responsibility. This is my life, so I'm responsible for it. This is my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Bob if I want to. Slide if I want to. But yeah, it's like the accountability and responsibility and decision-making of it all. It's all up to me.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think that's my favorite, one of my favorite parts about, like, I value the decision-making process a lot more than I thought I would. Because, like, before, when it felt like things were just happening to me, it was a lot more frustrating. And then, like, now I enjoy making the decision because it's like, all right, because now it's like when I make the decision, I get to see exactly, I usually get, like, immediate feedback. It always feels like it's like, all right, I made a decision. Even if it's something as small as what's for dinner. All right, let's do this. I get immediate feedback as soon as we go out to do it. I eat the food. Wasn't necessarily the best decision.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But it's like it just kind of helps.
Like, you sound like we can't.
It's less wasted time though.
Yeah.
A lot less wasted time. Just go ahead and making a decision than trying to make the right decision. Like, just make the decision. That's another value that I want to instill in my children coming.
Oh, sound like you was about to put a date at the end of that. Coming in 2000 and...
In my 30s.
Coming in my 30s. But yeah, I definitely, I feel that. I never... It's interesting that you say you value adulting. I feel like I am enjoying the journey of adulting right now. I don't know that I would say I value adulting, but I value the decision making, but I am definitely enjoying adulting. I don't feel like I ever thought I would actually enjoy this. Not this phase.
It's like people be... It's a negative connotation that comes with adulting. Just because a lot of people aren't ready to adult when they decide, I'm an adult.
Well, I think it's also because the time period when you're actually, when you have to start.
Oh, it's a wild time period.
Because you literally go like 18 to 20 something years where it's like there's an adult that's speaking on behalf of you. They're making decisions on behalf of you. Like,
you can't even insurance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You on their insurance. Like, you can't even go to the doctor without, like, right. So it's like, and then out of nowhere, it's just, hey, everything you're doing right now is 100%, like, you have control of where you're going, where you're working, when you go to sleep, when you wake up. And it's like, dang, I gotta make all of these decisions right now.
And that's why I was just gonna say that's why they say prior planning prevents poor performance. Nobody be prepared for to be an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Like they don't be, we don't be trained on how to be an adult, taught how to be an adult. We don't even see adults being adults.
Yeah.
So it's like we just throwing out there for him.
But I was gonna say that kind of goes into like the whole perfection over progression thing. A lot of times the adults are just trying to make it look like they have it all together to their kids. Like they're trying to look like you're this superhuman and stuff like that, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but in doing that, you're not, a lot of times most parents don't have the time to sit their kids down and teach them the ins and outs of being an adult. And also I feel like even if my parents would have sat me down and, like, talked to me about this stuff, like, I don't know that I would have fully understood it until I actually got out here.
But it wouldn't have been a surprise.
Some of it still would be a surprise. But it would be like, that's what they were saying. I didn't know it looked like that. Like, it would be kind of like that. But I don't know. I don't know what that would look. I mean, at least like the taxes, like the standard stuff, I wish I would have got some info on. But like the rest of the adults and stuff, because like my life also looks very different than our parents' lives looked.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, could they really prepare me for this? I really don't know.
And I think we got to give like give our parents and this older generation some grace, because like a lot of them are figuring it out. So it's like,
yeah, I wasn't faulting them.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's just like in the, it's like if you're starting a game and then in the middle of the year, you playing a game, you're like, all right, you're gonna have to teach somebody every single thing you just did, like you just learned from up until this point. And it's like, hold on, I'm still in the middle of the game. You want me to teach somebody while I'm playing, like,
right?
So it's, and like, got to give them grace, but I mean, I don't even know if there's anything you can kind of like you can do to really prepare, like fully prepare your kids. I mean, outside of like encouraging them to make more of their decisions earlier on, I think that's the only thing that you can do. Because a lot of the times we don't give them the opportunity to do that. But yeah, it's really no preparing like you for being an adult. And I think, especially with trying to set up your values, no, most people don't do that. That's not something that most people do.
And if you think about it too, it's really interesting now, because like our parents were like our age when they were having us. So we're just now starting to figure this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So then throw a kid in the mix. Then I gotta figure that out. Yeah, like it's like I gotta figure that out while I'm still trying to figure this thing out. And then, yeah, it's just
my stuff on hold.
Right,
that's really what be happening.
A lot of times, and so I think that alone. But it would be nice to be able to. One thing that I am going to teach my kids is the importance of making a decision, and I feel like you were saying this. The other day we was talking about it, but you were saying even like, okay, what do you want to make for dinner? Or were you saying this? I don't know. Somebody said okay. To like just be like, okay, it's not a thing where you just eating whatever I'm making, like, or whatever I decide.
Oh, I was saying that wasn't
okay. All right. Somebody was saying, I was having a conversation with somebody and he was like, it's like, all right, what do you want to eat? You get to choose tonight. Like, what food do you want to eat? Just instilling that you can make decisions, like everything is not always up to the rest of the world. Things aren't just happening to you. You making a decision and then, you know, following up on that. Sometimes things go exactly how you want. Sometimes things be a little different.
That's why I got the gray hair. Mm-hmm. That's a great statement.
Wow. That was the gray hair statement from the gray area. No, that wasn't a good one. I think it was funny. But anyways, yeah, I think that's important. I don't know that I've heard anybody past the surface of like saying just like, you know, stick to your morals or whatever.
Or if you're like, what are my morals?
Right.
Even like taking the extra step to write them down, like y'all were saying, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just be thinking about it, or they write it down once and never look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Or they see what everybody else doing, and like, okay, this seemed right. Put that down, that down, that now. Now it's just like, I'm in a space where not too many people doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people doing what I'm doing, but it's not doing what I'm doing how I want to do it.
Right.
So I can't look around like I'm recording a video. I am, but I can't look around and see what the masses are doing because what they're doing doesn't align with what I'm doing. And the other day, even earlier, I was like, oh yeah, when I was driving, I was like, you know, some days I'll just be wanting to be regular, like do what the regulars do, but I can't because I'm on a different assignment at this moment. But
yeah, it's fun, and it's funny because even in like you right now, your values, you have to make the decision on this is what I'm going to value or this is what I'm not going to value, or like this is I'm choosing to be this kind of person, I'm choosing to not be this other kind of person. So it's just it's funny when I think about it now, like how aimlessly I was just kind of walking through life, like, all right, yeah, just hey, whatever happens, oops, it is what it is. You know, it's just, but yeah, I just, but yeah, it's just, that's cool, I realized that as I said it, but yeah, but a lot of people live their entire life like that, like not making any decision, and then like, you're blaming everybody for everything, when it's like, bro, we're way past the point of you being a child and like stuff not being in your control. Like even the stuff that isn't in your control, there's parts of it that are in your control. So like, let's make the decision.
Even with us getting like organized and stuff like that, what I was telling you earlier is like, I don't want to keep complaining about the stuff that I know I can change. Like, if I can change this, then let me go ahead and change it if it's bothering me, instead of putting it off or being like, oh, I can't believe this shouldn't be here. It's like, all right, so what? Find a place for it and put it in that place, and like, go from there. Start making whatever system you need to have, because one of the values that I did write down that I can't fully remember, but it was just like, I value organization.
Yeah. I got cleanliness on there. Got order on there.
Yeah.
I was looking at mine earlier.
Yeah. Because some of them I was like, oh, that's good. I wasn't thinking about that in general, but I was like, oh, I like that.
But my bad. I wrote those when we was on the call. Like, when you said, think about it as, like, if you already that person, I was like, oh, it's easy.
Yeah.
17 of them things.
I like 17.
And then somebody else said something. And I was like, I like that too. And then I had honesty. Then you was talking about honest expression. And we was breaking that down. And I'm like, all right, let me just take away the why.
But that, but it's like, it's little stuff like that. It's like, you're taking it, you find something, it's like, you know what, I didn't know, like, I like that, let me take that, let me borrow that, and then it's like, now you're kind of setting up a framework for how you should move, how you want to move, and again, you're making adjustments as you go, like, it's not, like
that word made me happy, by the way.
What, adjustments?
Framework.
Why?
Yeah, and then there's something. You start talking about systems and framework, you want a different thing. I'm trying to tell you, everybody don't know about the systems and the framework. If we can have them type of conversations, you got my heart. If we can have them type of conversations, you know.
Oh, we went from long walks on the beach.
You started throwing out framework systems.
Yo, you see the growth, right? I ain't the same young, good running y'all, though.
That's funny.
Frameworks and systems, that's like, I do. Yes, Lord.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, what was I even saying?
Frameworks and systems.
Frameworks and systems.
That's my brother-in-law right there talking like that.
Oh, this is what I was gonna say. This is what I was leading to, was even seeing order and cleanliness on the list of values when I was looking at yours. I was like, oh, that's fire, and it reminded me of, all right, well, if I say I value order and cleanliness, but like, I'm looking around and my room is a mess, that means currently I don't value order and cleanliness. Currently, I value like comfort more than I do, or me getting sleep, which is again, which is important, but it's like, am I valuing that at the expense of
this cleanliness and order?
Exactly. Even with that, like, I've realized I'm way more comfortable when stuff is clean than stuff is a mess. Even it don't even gotta be messy, but stuff being out of place. Just because I want everything to have a place. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, it might be a sock. Just a random sock. I'll be like, you know, I'll get it tomorrow. But I know it's there, so it's bothering me. And it's like, I do want to sleep, but I don't feel like getting up.
It'd be like a lingering thought. Because it's like, you're adding it to your to-do list or whatever, like, in your mind when you're supposed to be relaxing. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, dang, can I just get up and get this sock? Or should I just, but if I get up, then I'm really going to be awake and I need to sleep. But the sock, it's there.
But it's that shouldn't even be like a difficult decision to make. It's like, okay, if I love clean, if I value cleanliness, we not even think, that's not even something to think about, like, to be going back and forth with yourself about, like, oh, should I pick up the sock? Pick up the sock. Don't put it down. Put it away.
Yeah. All right. And I was going to say, it's funny because when you do it, when you're not honoring the value that you set up, right, the first thing that I thought of was it shows you exactly how willing you are to move out of the way of stuff, like, or let things, like, mess up where you're trying to walk. So it's like, I'm trying to go this way. How often am I letting things make me like slightly uncomfortable or slightly inconvenience me on the path to what I'm trying to do?
Right,
and it's like, as you guys were talking about it, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, wow. So it's like, I noticed that this is a problem, and it's like, but you know what? I'd rather just continue to operate with it being a slight inconvenience because it's not that big of an inconvenience until you at the sink and you're trying to eat some dinner and you gotta wash dishes before you get
in the sock is still.
So now it's like, oh man, now I can't function at all. So it's just, but in hearing you guys explain it, I was like, oh, that's what's been happening. I'll be like, something will be a very small or minor. Pardon me, my brain.
Sminer.
My brain moving 1,000 miles a minute.
That's a good word. You heard it here first. That's a great area. It's a sminer thing.
But yeah,
okay?
It can be either a small or a minor inconvenience. But I'm like, all right, that's not the most important thing. Or like, it bothers me, but I can still operate with this much. Like, it bothers me that you're taking up. It's like when you sitting at on a plane, yeah, same thing. Plane, backseat, whatever. Anything that has other people, right? It's like you sitting there and then it's like their arm completely comes over the armrest or like it starts touching you. It's like I could say something, but it's like, am I gonna, or you got it? I can say something. A lot of people don't say anything. They just adjust themselves so that they're less uncomfortable, which is like, currently I'm not in a space where I want to adjust myself to make myself less uncomfortable. I'd rather just be comfortable. Of course, we talking just in general, but
yeah,
just make it so that I'm not making myself smaller so that I can fit
into whatever
it is. And I think we do that with some of our
regular stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that in the moment. Until, like I said, you at the sink and you,
all these dishes. I can't even make a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like
and that. And all the silverware.
So yeah, I think it's
I definitely agree. And the value system, it's just different. Like when you write it down and like you look at it, and I mean, I haven't gone back to look at mine, but I think about it a lot. I need to go back and look at mine, y'all. I'm actually going to put it on my blackboard.
Yeah, that's why I wrote mine on my board, so I see it.
Yeah.
I might have to write mine on a note card next.
Yeah, I'm going to put mine on my blackboard, I think, for now, but I think I'm actually going to do something and frame it so that I can just take it with me and swap it out whenever I'm ready. But anyways, having it and being able to refer back to it also helps with like those harder decisions of like, let's say you have, like, FOMO or something like that, and your friends are doing something, and you're like, ooh, they asked you to do it, too, and you're like, ooh, this was supposed to be my self-care day, though, but I definitely want to go, but how is this gonna, does this align with my values? Like, is this what I want to do? Because one of my values that I put is that I'm honoring myself. Like, I value me above anything, like any of the other things. Like, I value myself and I'm honoring my boundaries and stuff like that. So it's like, is this in me doing this instead of doing my self-care and having this me time? Is this aligning with my values? Or is this feel like a, does this feel like an inconvenience to me? And me feeling like an inconvenience, feeling like it's an inconvenience or inconvenience to myself, is not me valuing myself. So, that at that point, it's easier to make a decision, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it definitely is. And another thing that helps make it easier to make a decision is the system, right? Like, what system do you have in place that makes it easier for you to honor the value that you're trying to do? Like, if it's cleanliness, because one of the things that I was saying to myself was I got tired of, like, having in my room, having, like, my dirty work shirts or whatever, like, on the floor in this corner. And I'm like, all right. One of the things I told myself was, all right, when I come in, I was like, maybe I'll just go straight to the laundry room, change as soon as I, like, just take the shirt off as soon as I get there and then go and change immediately. So that as soon as I get in, I don't have to challenge, like, I don't have to fight the urge and just throw the shirt on the floor. I have, like, the system that I have in place is I go here, boom, throw this here. And now I don't have to think about as much. I don't have to think about honoring the value. I can just be like, I can just do it automatically. And it's like, all right, now. Yeah, exactly. Habit stacking. And now when I get to a place where I have to, if something is going to, like, come into contact with my values, it doesn't feel like a, like, dang, this is a big decision. It's like, oh, snap, I haven't had to do this in mad long. Yeah, nah, this is a no. I haven't had to think about this at all. Like, this is the first time I'm thinking about this in weeks.
Right.
You want me to go out there? Nah, I'm not about to do that right now. You want me to do this? I'm not doing that right now. So I think systems definitely help. But again, something else we don't talk about. People don't tell you to set up systems for yourself.
Right.
Like, we just...
We be thinking about businesses and, like, other stuff. And it's like... Oh, I could do this for me, like my personal life. Just like I could have my own system. It's different. But also it feels, because a lot of times we don't talk about it on a personal level, it feels like it's gonna be harder. So then you put it off because you think it's about to be like this huge elaborate thing that you gotta put together, and it's like, nah, the system is put your clothes in the laundry room before you go to, like, it's just like small things. So I think that's a good way to look at it, though.
Or, and I'm learning that it's all about work smarter, not harder. Like, I'm done working hard. Like, I'm choosing the path of least resistance, like we were just talking about.
Yep.
But I'm taking the path of least resistance. Like, I can draw. Let me do that. Take it to the next level. Oh, let me add some color. I paint now. Somebody was like, have you ever thought about taking it from, like, the canvas to skin? Like, I did think about being a tattoo artist before, but that's scary. But I would do it. Not right now, though, but I would. And I'm like, I do make good music. I make great music. Let me do that. Like, it's just, like, little stuff. Like, if it's stressing me out to do it, I don't need it in my life.
I agree. And I think it's funny because a lot of us, we hear people say you have to work hard. And I think we adopt that. Like, all right, it's like it has to be a hard work for me to get it done. But it doesn't necessarily have to be hard work. They just have found ways to do hard work in a easy system, right? And I think something else what I was going to say about the systems was, I think a lot of times when we hear system, it feels like, it doesn't feel like a person made it. It feels like it's like this big machine, automated thing that made the system. It's like, nah, a person made this. So it's like, if a person made that, a person can make whatever the system. So if it's like, for you, with painting, it's like, if the system you currently have is, as soon as you're done working, you go paint, it's like, that's the system you set up. So it's like, all right, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go paint. Well, maybe I should have my paintbrushes right here, so that's the ease, so I can just go ahead and and move quick.
Even with painting, I seen people like how I do it. Even if we on painting, how I set everything up, I do grids. So when I'm drawing it, I know where everything is. I see other people use a projector, so they basically tracing it, and then that makes the process that much quicker. It's just to make everything easier. Systems make everything easier, and if you make everything easier, it's less stress. There's no need to spend extra time and energy on stuff when you don't have to. I might need to get a projector.
I mean, yeah, see if that works for you. Don't you have one?
I do have one.
He has a small one that you could try out before you actually.
Probably should like drawing too. That'd be fun.
Yeah. So I feel like, my thought.
Systems.
I was gonna say, I do agree. I feel like a lot of times we think about working harder and not smarter. Because although we hear the phrase work smarter, not harder, what we see and what we're taught is along the lines of the working harder.
And when we go to work for people, it's the work. Slaving us.
Yeah.
And
well, not all companies.
A lot of them.
A lot of them, though.
Stuff be passed down, too. Stuff be passed down through
generation to generation,
Even if you don't go through it necessarily, like you didn't go through it,
it's in you, and that's also
it's in you. Go ahead.
But that's even what I meant in, like, that's what you see. Like, that's what you see, but that's also what you feel. Like, the work harder mentality, it being passed down to you because it is a part of, you know, a lot of people's history. It might even, you could say, you know, generational trauma that's been passed down and stuff like that. You don't think about the work smarter part. Because also, if you think about it like that, in terms of the work, like, it being passed down, like, if you think about, like, with slavery and all that stuff, the working smarter could have gotten you in trouble or gotten you killed. So then it's like, all right, I'm going to work hard, because if I do take the smarter route, something bad is going to happen. And that might be the part of the trauma that have made it's possible could have been passed down.
I just started thinking about this. Bad people be talking about, you will not outwork me. The only way to not be outworked is if you're working smart. Like, you have systems in place. So I don't have to worry about all this. All I gotta do is, if I'm worrying about this one thing, it's way easier to outwork everybody else, because I'm only focusing on one thing, opposed to focusing on this one thing and everything that go along with it.
When you have the systems in place, it frees you up so that you don't have to think about it anymore. So now it's like, I'm doing the work and I don't have to think about it. So now I can think about other stuff. And that you have, when I was listening to you guys talk about, like, at the jobs that we worked, it's like, oh, they're slaving us, they're making us do all this, we're making us work harder.
Part of the system.
Right, that's part of the system. And then, but what you notice is that the higher up you go, the less work you do. And it's like they're paying you to work less, and now you're working less, but you're delegating more, you're paying attention to more stuff, and it's like you're doing less physical work now you're playing chess more. Which is totally different. But most of the time, we don't think about it. Like, we can set it up for ourselves that at some point, I won't have to work hard. Right. I think a lot of the stuff we're doing, we don't set it up so that in the end, we don't have to work harder. It's like, we're setting it up so that we're going to have to work at this level for the rest of our lives. And we don't ever stop to be like, you know, maybe I should set this up so that later on I can do less work. Like,
or we set it up so that our kids can do less work, and we don't think about we don't think about the fact that maybe I can work a little bit smarter now, and then my kids can do even less work. You know, so it's just
me and my lineage.
Right. It's just like you said, thinking about it for yourself, like realizing that, oh, I can actually create a system for myself, but also realizing that I can figure out a way to work smarter now so that I do get the chance to work, I guess, less hard. Is mm-hmm. that what we were saying?
Yeah.
Less hard in the future, but also it'll be beneficial to my children and their children and stuff like that. So still being able to set these things up from generation to generation to benefit, but also like I can, let me work a little bit smarter now for myself, because we can do these things for ourselves. And definitely. I think that's a lot of times we'd be like, we just focus on either building a legacy or helping the next generation or helping the people before us or whatever. And it's like, nah, let me figure out how I can benefit myself now, because people be out here working extra hard, and this working OD hard is causing stress, which is causing heart attacks, which is causing anxiety attacks, which is causing, you know, high blood pressure and diseases and all that stuff, and that ain't helping nobody. So
you can't help nobody until you help yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, but that's also because, again, going back to the values, because we, a lot of the times we value making money. We value, like, having money, or if anything, we value not being broke. If that's anything, like, I don't want to be broke. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, as opposed to like, hey, I value my health. I also value like having enough. So it's like, let me try and honor both of those, as opposed to just trying to honor the fact that I got to get money, because if I don't get money, who will get money? Like,
right. I also think that a lot of people we've been taught to value being a hard worker, right? So even in interviews or in different situations, like, especially, let's stick with interviews. You'd be like, yeah, I'm a hard worker, I'm a fast learner, da da da. Like, I'd be saying that stuff, but it's like, when you say those things and you start to internalize those things and you start to go on the job and you're like, yeah, I told them I was a hard worker, so let me show out, let me go ahead and do da 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 da. When it's like, you're burning yourself out at this point, because they're not going to stop you from working hard. Like, if you want to go hard, you want to go all in, these jobs is going to let you go all in. Like, use up all your energy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I feel like that's something that needs to probably be changed as a whole for a lot of people. Just because, like, yeah, it's great to be a hard worker. Like, there's nothing wrong with being a hard worker, but just making sure that you're working hard, not only for the whatever company it is, but also working hard for yourself, like, to take care of yourself, not just monetarily, but like, let me work hard to make sure I schedule this doctor's appointment. Like, that's working hard. Like, let me make sure I'm eating healthy. That's working hard too. So like, doing these things for ourselves and not just for other people, so that we can live better lives and we can, you know, work smarter.
Yeah. And it just goes to show that even if you don't, like, even if you say it, like, what you actually value, like, when you actually value something, most of the time things don't stop you. Like, nothing actually stops. So, like, again, perfect example, right? If we're talking about cleanliness, or if we say we value cleanliness, but our room is always chaotic, right? The value we currently have, again, is like probably comfort, or like, or it could be laziness. Right now, like, no one is gonna stop us from doing it unless we stop ourselves from doing it.
Right.
So most of the time when we have the value, if it's like, work harder, right? No one's gonna stop you, and then people can try and convince you, hey, you shouldn't work as hard, but until you change the value, you're not gonna stop working hard.
Word.
So it's like, and the same thing with being lazy, until you change the value of like, hey, I value, even if you don't say it to yourself, but like, once you change the I value not like being in this space more than I do progression, until you actually make the switch, like, nothing is gonna stop you.
I'm going to use myself as an example for this. When we caught COVID in December, I was working overtime.
Y'all was working. Oh, no, why?
While we was working remote, so I was working overtime while I had COVID, and I had the worst symptoms out of everybody, and I was still working, but it was because I valued being a hard worker and I valued getting the money more than I valued taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. And until after that happened, I decided I'm not doing that again. Like, I'm not working no more overtime. Because, like, I was drained. I worked, like, I don't know how many hours, but I worked a lot of overtime during those weeks.
Or I worked, like, 120-something hours within 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you was doing way more than me, I feel like. I feel like you were doing more than me. 122. Ours was limited, too, but... Yeah. I was working so much overtime and with no break. Like, I was working on my days off too, but until I realized, like, oh, you was really wilding. Like, why would you be working and I was going through it. Like, your throat is hurting, you need to sleep, everybody else got rest, but they not at work. Because they couldn't go to work. They don't work remote. And it's just like, once I changed my value, after seeing that, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that again. Like, I'm not about to work all these hours or nothing at the expense of my own health. I need to start taking care of myself. And if I keep talking about, oh, I value self-care and da-da-da-da, you know, and I'm not taking care of myself, then all of that is for nothing. So then since then, I'm like, nah, y'all need overtime? Nope. I can't do it. It's my day off. I don't need it. I just would rather take care of myself, and I would rather work on my own stuff than to be working for y'all.
Got a lot going on right now.
So it's just like, let me take my time for me. My days off can be my days off, and y'all will figure it out. Somebody else will want to work, but I just know that that is something that made I had to change that value. Or at least I felt that I had to change that value. Not everybody's going to feel that way. But I was like, I got to change this value for myself. Because this ain't hurting nobody but me. And they don't even pay that much, like, for me to be doing all of this. Like, my check was not that much different. So, yeah.
I don't even think I really had values like that. I had values, but not to the extent where it created boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It was values that was said, but not values that were being, like, representative, actualized.
But, I mean, I guess in a sense...
Not to the full extent.
I was going
to
say, well, I mean, you did have the value. It was just the value. It was... It didn't... Like, let's say the value was, like helping somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You valued helping somebody more than you valued you being okay,
mm-hmm.
which was like, so you were like, all right, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be okay at the end. That's what we were talking about before, like making ourselves smaller or whatever. It's like that at that moment you valued helping them more than you valued helping yourself, which is again, once you set your
healthy boundaries,
it's not at all. But once you set up,
create healthy boundaries,
and then once you set it up, and that's what I realized, once you set it up. It's important to set it up in the opposite way, where it's like these are good values that you can actually implement, so that no one can take you off of it besides you. Because once you set it up, like, nobody's stopping you from doing that unless it's you.
It's okay to be selfish. They call it selfish, but it's okay to put yourself first. Yeah. Like, value yourself. Like,
you're supposed to put yourself first.
Nobody coming before me. Like, nobody. It's coming before me in my sanity, in my comfort.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's important. That's something that I had to learn. I learned within this past year is that it's okay to put yourself first. Like, it's okay.
You're supposed to.
Like, you are supposed to be the first person on your list of people in your life. Like, you're supposed to be your top priority. And that's okay. Like, it's not necessarily you... I mean, I guess it's okay to be selfish. Like, you don't have to be self-absorbed. But I think, I don't know if there's another word for it.
I feel like selfish is, it's not the right word. It's a, all right, selfish for lack of better words.
I'm gonna look at the definition.
Yeah. I don't think selfish is just because I put myself first, or I value myself. Selfish is, I feel like it's more of,
it's almost like self-preservation, to be honest. It's not necessarily like you're supposed to make sure you are good. It's the whole airplane thing. Yeah, you put your mask on before you help everybody, because it's like it's in the interest of preserving yourself, in the interest of making sure that you are okay. You do these things first. You make sure you're good. Like, you make sure you, whether it's you waking up and you got to speak to God first, is like you and God for, before you have a conversation with anybody, you do that. Whether it's you get your yoga on before you talk to anybody, like all of that stuff, because you can't, like, otherwise you'll cross the boundary where now everything is crossing the line for you.
Never mind. I thought I found a better word for it, but yeah, nah, it's not. We won't find a word for this, but selfish isn't it. And then I was going to put, because selfish means you have no regard for anybody else's emotion. And then I was going to say maybe self-minded, but self-minded means self-centered, and it basically said selfish in the definition. But anyways, but
value self.
Yeah, like you,
it's self-valuation.
It's okay to put yourself first. Like, if that's how it's supposed to be, like, this is your life. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you first are taken care of, are happy, are, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. That's cliche, yeah. But you know, that's what we say at the Vibe Refill. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you gotta make sure you're doing things for yourself as well. And that's, a lot of people get lost in the other people in their lives or the other things in their lives, and it's like, it's all right, it's okay. Like, you can put yourself first. You can take a day to yourself.
That's the thing with that. Me personally, I was forced to put myself first. Because when you were alone, or when I was alone, I was alone. Like, wasn't nobody, hey, you okay? Oh, wasn't nobody making sure I was okay. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, I literally be asking myself, how am I? Like, how am I feeling? And that's how I be knowing, I'm not even feeling too good today. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a little off. Something is not right. I don't know what it is, but something is not right.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I feel amazing. It's a great day.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. Like, even earlier, like I was driving. I just got happy. I was like, yeah, I'm blessed. Like, it's like, thank you, God. Like, that's a random, daily random act. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you, God. It'd be so random. Like, I'd mm-hmm. be, I don't know if I'd just be reflecting, just thinking. Life is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not where I would like to be, but blessed.
Yeah. And I feel like we need to, I guess, normalize those moments. I feel like for me, I didn't have a moment. Well, actually, yeah, I was forced to like start checking in with myself before we moved down here. When was it? When I quit my job the first time. Because although I wasn't like living alone, it was I felt very alone during that time, because I was alone a lot, and I was alone with my thoughts, and I was alone with like just me for the first time in a very long time. I didn't have any other distractions because I wasn't going to work every day, so I had to start really checking in with myself. And then that's where I learned that, oh, I have a very negative mindset. Like, I need to start working on this. Mm-hmm. So, like, just recognizing that, I mean, you got to spend time with yourself to know how you even feel, but putting value on that time is different. I feel like we talk about me time, we talk about doing little things for ourselves, but, like, actually valuing the time that you're spending with yourself, I think that it's priceless. Like, when you're really present. Yeah, when you're present in the moment, it's different. It's priceless. It's amazing. So, and that's how you really get to know yourself, your wants, your needs, your desires. Who do you want to be? Who are you in this moment? Like, it only happens when you take time for yourself, but that only happens where you're in a way that you're present in that moment that you take for yourself is when you put yourself first.
You whether be intentional.
Yeah, what
being present.
Yeah, whether it's in that moment or just in your life every day, like, you gotta put yourself first.
Yeah, and again, it's all decision based, and it's all going back to us realizing that you have to make the decision. All of this stuff you have to make the decision to do.
Yeah, life is a big decision.
Yeah, but we start off life not realizing that how much power there is in making decisions, and how often we have to make decisions, and I think at some point a switch has to get flipped, and then now you're focused on, all right, what is this decision? What's the best decision for me? What do I value? And it's like, all right, well, if I value this, maybe I should set something up so that I can do this more often. Maybe I can. And it's like, all of this goes into how often am I making a decision? Like, am I letting other people make a decision for me? Like, all of this stuff. And then, again, am I being intentional about making time for me? Like,
have I made the decision yet?
Yeah, do I even notice that I'm not making time for, like, it's a lot of the little stuff, but you have to make the decision to do everything else, because nothing happens until you make the decision. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, you made the decision, now we can go through the consequences of it.
That's deep. Even like good stuff, like the stuff that you want to happen, it's not going to happen until you make the decision that this is what's happening, or this is what I want. Okay, I received that. Nothing happens. Everything is up to us. It's just waiting for us to say yes or no. Right. It's like, hey, do you like me? Yes or no? Nah, I don't like you. I do like you. Well, circle yes.
Yeah, and most of us, we sitting at the page like,
Is somebody
gonna come over here and hit yes or no? Because I want to see what happened. Like, nah, you gotta just.
Or we be trying to avoid.
Yeah.
We be writing the, like, SpongeBob. It's a 20.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, that wasn't even part of the question.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's true. But even not making a decision is making a decision, as we always say. So
prolong everything.
And I don't know about you guys, but there's been so many decisions where it's like that if I was being passive about it, it took twice or three times as long for it to, like, see its conclusion. When it was like, by the time I actually made the decision, like, everything that happened after, it took 15 minutes.
Right.
Like, it's always like that.
I'm like, bruh, this could have been done in 15 minutes. What was I thinking about? Like,
or if you think about it like this, everybody gets a decision, right? So even if you don't make a decision, that doesn't mean the next person didn't make a decision. So then you not making a decision, sometimes you lose your opportunity to make the decision because somebody else acted on it and now the decision has already been made.
Yeah, like me cooking early, if I would have waited, I would have been starving.
That is true.
Yep. So it's like, You gotta make the decision because it's your life. But everybody gets a decision, not necessarily on your things, but like in their own lives. Everybody's reality is occurring at the same time.
Facts.
So if they make a decision in their reality, it may or may not affect your reality. So you gotta be adamant about making your own decisions.
I like that.
So
like that.
I do.
You got a gray hair?
Yeah, I've been had gray hair.
Why?
But yeah, so you have to be intentional. And I had to learn that for myself because I was one of the most indecisive people, and I didn't realize that me not making a decision was
making a decision.
Yeah, because I would prolong it. I would just not do it, and then I'd be like, "Well, if this person wouldn't have did this, that, well, if you would have just made the decision, everything would have went how you wanted it to go, or it would have been better." Like you don't know, but you didn't make the decision, so now you got to deal with whatever's happening.
And then again, you make the decision. My bad, because make the decisions, and then like. Again, you don't know everybody that's going to be affected by your decision, right? But again, whether or not your decision affects somebody else or vice versa, is 100% up to each individual. Like, mm-hmm. you could have been like, well, I'm gonna just wait till they make some food for dinner, right? Now, again, you're being affected by us being like, ah, we don't really feel like making dinner. You're hungry, so it's like your mood could have been off. You could have been like, so many things could have happened because
and it's a chance that y'all is like, you know, we just gonna eat leftovers again.
Yeah. and so now you're.
Ain't nothing left over.
and now you're starving because you decided to not actually like be active in the decision making. Even if it's, again, it's like, you know what, I'll be fine. Like, I'll just eat whatever. Like, when you do it, everything, like, when you actually make the decision, it's like, all right, now you're speeding up the process and you get a chance to see exactly how everything play out. That's why, like I said, I really value the decision making, because it felt like for years people were making decisions for me and it was so annoying.
Or even when I was when I moved, people was making decisions for me for so long. They were still making decisions for me without me even asking them or anything. Their voices is just in my head and it's not my voice. So
I didn't know that.
We talked about that in college.
Bro. It was bad.
We did. We definitely did talk about that in college.
It was bad. People their voices was just in my head. Now it's just my voice.
That's good. It be like that, though. Like, we really did have a whole conversation about that.
Yeah, you hearing your parents' voice when you do certain things.
Yeah, depending on what decision you got to make, a lot of times that'll determine, like, which parent you hear in your head or, like, stuff like that. It be wild. But that's why you got to, once you realize, oh, this is my decision, like, what do I want to do here, or what would be the best decision for me to make? It's a lot. We talk about it like it's easy, but
it's like, it's my decision and it's my life.
Right.
I ain't realized that until a couple years ago. Mm. But then it's a lot that has to happen in order to like start moving. Like, okay, this is my decision and my life. Mm. And like, you gotta accept that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's something that made me laugh the other day. I don't know why I was thinking, I had wrote this down just in the middle of me just like this journaling or whatever. It was like, if nothing happens, like if nothing is done, then nothing is happening. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, it's like, if I don't do anything, nothing is gonna happen. Like, this is gonna sit until it molds. Like, this is gonna, mm-hmm. like, this is, there's nothing that's gonna happen. So that let me be active, let me actually do something and then figure it out from there, as opposed to just sitting back and, hey, whatever the wind blow, I'm just.
Nah, man, yeah. Not blowing. If the wind blowing, it's breeze. That's the only wind that I have blowing over here.
So that's me. It's me.
But sometimes you don't, and that's the other thing, like, when making a decision, sometimes it seems like, before you decide to do it, it seems like it's going to be a lot harder, it's going to take a lot more time, or you just don't know what to do. But if you start to do something with the intention of accomplishing whatever goal, stuff starts to, like, materialize and stuff starts to come to your mind, like, oh, I could do it like this, or okay. Like, if you just decide, am I going left or right? After you pick which way you're going, all right, I'm going to go right. Oh, there's a door over here. There's two doors. Okay, do I want to go this door or this door? Like, you see the next part sometimes. Like, you're not always going to see everything all at once. Like, sometimes you just got to step in it and decide to start so that you can get to the next level of it.
That's a fact. I'm seeing that. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I'm seeing that.
Yeah.
It's five.
Yeah.
But that's when you got to trust the process, too. You got to decide to trust the process.
Bunch of decisions.
Right. So, but I think even just going back to value systems and framework.
framework. So that's my language. Hey, ladies, my love language is systems and framework. Quality time.
That man sound like a bot. Systems and framework.
No, but even just going back to that, it makes a lot of the decisions so much easier. It makes a lot of, and as they grow and as they change and being willing to change them as you grow, helps with your decision making along the way as well.
I'm about to add that to my values, systems, and frameworks. That might be number one. Top five.
Make sure good systems.
Great systems.
Because you can have some
high very level systems.
Because you can have some terrible systems set in place. Like mm-hmm. how we've had, for the dishes, we've had a terrible system set in place. Like
we good.
Right. But
day one. Marvelous.
Step one.
But yeah, do y'all have any final thoughts on values and how, yeah, just values and stuff?
Write down your values. Yeah. Yeah, I say write them down now. And as you grow, as you change, your values will change. And as you figure out life, what you want to do with life or with your life, the values may change and it's okay to change.
Or yeah, just as you go, or just as you grow. That's all I got.
Just as you grow. More of the story is sit down and really think about what your values are or what you want them to be. Comment below. Let us know what you guys think. If you have values already set in place, have you ever set and thought about your values? Or just say hi. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But we will see y'all next time. Thank you for coming to the Gray Area.
Adios! Stay blessed, stay black, people.